Adam, we've got another call. They're coming fast.
We sure do, and these are fairly significant. Both Fox News and NBC calling the state of Ohio for President Obama. So obviously that is the big one that we've been talking about that is needed for Mitt Romney to win the presidency. And he apparently has lost that to President Obama, according to NBC and Fox.
Aren't you glad we brought you in at this point, Annette?
thrilled to be here. Like I said, we went through this in 2000, though. I'll wait until the last votes are really counted.
But let's be honest. If the president has won Ohio, the race is pretty much over.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This
potentially would put the president over 270 votes. Let's go to James Holman, who's been on this radio station a number of times before. National reporter for Politico. He is at Romney headquarters right now. James, what is the mood like? Our timing is perfect for you just when multiple outlets are reporting that Governor Romney has lost Ohio.
Yeah, Chad, the mood is depressed here. It has been dead for some time. There's no energy. It's really remarkable. It feels in a lot of ways like a funeral here. And kind of gasped, but not surprises, just moments ago when the networks, including Fox News, called Ohio for President Obama.
James, hold on a second. Adam has another call from one of the networks. This is one of the biggest ones of the night.
NBC calling the re-election of President Barack Obama tonight, saying he has won the electoral votes needed to win re-election, that Barack Obama has won a second term as President of the United States. Again, that is from NBC.
NBC News projecting right now the president at 274. Who else do we have?
CBS News calling it for President Barack Obama tonight as well.
Rapid fire here, back-to-back, Iowa. Multiple outlets saying Iowa. That fairly expected, but once multiple outlets declaring this for Ohio, James, I can only imagine what the mood is going to be in this hall where you are at the next 15 minutes when they see that multiple outlets saying that their candidate has lost, not just Ohio, not just Iowa, but the national race itself.
Yeah, there was some confidence today. I flew with Mitt Romney for a last dash push. We went to Ohio, Cleveland, and then we went to Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. Then he came back and chatted with me and a couple other folks on the plane back, and he told us that he had only written a victory speech, that he hadn't written a concession speech because he felt that confident. That's not usually something you say when you're that confident, but he did. And his people, I think, saw a path to victory, and it clearly has not worked to their advantage. And in fact, it looks like Obama's going to win pretty handily in the Electoral College. So now we'll wait for Governor Romney to come give his concession speech here in Boston.
James, when they break down this race, unless multiple outlets are wrong and they see that their candidate came up short, I'm sure they're going to talk about Hurricane Sandy and when their candidate was out of the mix for 4 or 5 days. Is there anything they could have done differently to keep the governor out there and to keep the momentum on his side at that time?
Chad, I don't think so. And I've talked with them with this. I was traveling with the governor during and after Sandy. I'm not sure that's really what cost him the election. I think he started to lose some of his post-debate momentum already. But you're going to have a circular firing squad tomorrow. You're going to have a lot of people who blame Romney, say he was a bad nominee. You're going to have people on Romney's staff kind of infighting, blaming other staffers for making bad strategic decisions. You know how it goes. The winner looks like a genius, sure, and the loser looks like a goat.
James, I got to jump in because no surprise, the reaction is euphoric at DFL headquarters. Thank you very much for coming on, sir.
Thanks, Jeff.
James Holman with us. Now let's go locally. Chris Simon joins us. It is pandemonium, as you can hear, Chris. They are seeing multiple outlets reporting at DFL headquarters that the president has won re-election.
That's right, Chad. As soon as the Ohio race was called for Obama, the ballroom here erupted in an explosive applause and cheers. Archie Ryback, mayor of Minneapolis, talking to the crowd just moments ago, asking if he should do a stage dive into the 12 or so deep people standing right in front of the stage. Lots of cheering. It started with Iowa, and Iowa went for Obama. Then moments later, Ohio. You can just hear the electricity here at the Crown Plaza in St. Paul. Chad?
Great stuff, Chris. Yep. CNN, Fox, NBC, CBS, all declaring that Barack Obama is the winner of this race, defeating Mitt Romney. And Adam, it all happened so quickly. Once we came back here at 10 o'clock, when it went Iowa, multiple outlets, and then almost rapid fire right after that for Ohio.
I guess everybody was right. It all came down to Ohio, right? But not just to clinch it for the president tonight, and much earlier, I think, than a lot of people thought.
CBS News Special Report, Election 2012.
I'm Jim Taylor. We have a winner. CBS News projecting the re-election of President Obama. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes at the president's campaign headquarters in Chicago.
The crowd here in Chicago is absolutely going bananas. He has already put out a tweet from Barack Obama. He said, "We're all in this together. That's how we campaign, and that's who we are. Thank you, Barack Obama."
Mitt Romney had said he prepared no concession remarks. At Romney headquarters in Boston, here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Jim, there have been tears, hugs, and boos here as deflated Mitt Romney supporters watch the unfolding election results. Many have given up hope of a White House win and have left even before Romney's expected appearance. Many supporters broke into the chant, "Mitt, Mitt, Mitt," about 20 minutes ago after huge TV screens blared that Republicans aren't giving up on Ohio yet. One man told me, "This isn't what we expected tonight."
Some analysis from CBS's Bob Schieffer.
The Obama team was going into these battleground states and defining Mitt Romney in their own terms. And their terms were, this guy is not somebody who's going to fix the economy. This guy is just trying to keep taxes low for his rich friends.
CBS News projects President Obama re-elected. Jim Taylor, CBS News.